A Jewish Journal article. The speech I was supposed to give until I was shouted down. Recently, Arthur Valenzuela Zavala, an Oxnard, California City Council member, tried to bring a resolution to the full council in support of House Resolution 786, created by anti-Israel members of the House of Representatives, which called for an immediate de-escalation and ceasefire in Israel and occupied Palestine. Fortunately, members of the public were allowed to comment for 3 minutes before any vote was taken. So, I got to work writing a speech expressing my concerns and then patiently waited to be called up to the podium. Unfortunately, I never got to utter a word. A sizable, keffiyeh-wearing, pro-Palestinian contingent, mostly non-local, I discovered, showed up with large signs, flags, and other symbols of their ideology. They then proceeded to shout down anyone who got up to speak in defense of Israel. After numerous warnings to the disruptors, Mayor John Zaragoza stopped the proceedings and told the police to clear the room. The protesters at first complied but then forcefully tried to push their way back in, all while vehemently shouting explicit threats at the Zionists. The police, outmanned and concerned for our safety, sequestered us in a back room for almost an hour, expecting the protesters to leave. Presumably waiting for us, they didn't. Ultimately, we were driven home by the police and fire department and made to come back later to pick up our cars. When I shared my story with Editor-in-Chief David Suisa, he suggested I use this platform to share what I'd wanted to say but that the angry mob desperately hoped I wouldn't. I'll start by reading a quote. Out of my family of 20, and from closer and more remote relatives, another 30, I alone remained. I went to the place where my house used to stand, where my kids used to play. It had all been turned into desolation. I was left alone with no family or relatives. That was written over 78 years ago by my great-uncle Avram on returning to his home in Poland, after having been rounded up with his entire family and shipped by cattle car to a camp whose only stated purpose was to turn him, and everyone like him, into ash. They nearly succeeded. Hi, my name is Daniel Collin and I'm a local. 50 members of my family were brutally murdered in the Holocaust. Because they were Jewish. For us, today is not January 9, 2024. It's October 94, 2023. 94 days ago, over 1,200 Jews and other members of the international community were butchered, raped, and burned alive by the Islamic fundamentalist terrorist group known as Hamas. It was the worst attack on my people since the Holocaust. Teenage girls at a music festival were gang-raped and dismembered while their friends were forced to watch, the live streams of which were gleefully recorded by the animals doing the crimes. Elderly people and children were beheaded. Pregnant women had their wombs cut open and their babies ripped out. Entire families were butchered in their homes, all proudly recorded and disseminated. "Father, father," shouted one of the terrorists in a call recorded and verified by both Israeli and U.S. intelligence, "I killed 10 Jews with my own hands." "GD is great," his father answered back. "Who's GD? Certainly not mine. Nor, I suspect, yours." 13 members of the House of Representatives, all on record having expressed strong anti-Israel sentiments, introduced the proposal you're now considering. Some, notably the three congresswomen referred to as the Squad, have been particularly outspoken in their hostility towards Israel. Given that only 13 out of 435 House members support the resolution, its likelihood of passing is extremely low. So, why on earth are you considering its endorsement, especially without examining the motives of those who've proposed it? Our city council meetings ought to serve as a forum for tackling local issues and for making decisions that enhance the well-being of all Oxnard residents. I urge you to dismiss this resolution and refocus your efforts on the fundamental responsibilities of local city government. Let's agree to uphold our reputation as a city that not only opposes hatred but in 2022 was named as one of the most neighborly cities in the U.S. I'll finish with another quote. We know each other. We're a big city but yet small enough that we have a hometown-type feeling. I agree with you, Mayor Zaragoza. Please, let's keep it that way. Thank you all for your time and dedication to our great and neighborly city. Daniel Collin is an advertising copywriter, children's author, and award-winning science fiction author. He lives in Port Hueneme, Cal.